"As you know perfectly well, Dr. Pereira," said Ambassador Bose in a tone of patient resignation, "a few of us share your knowledge of mathematical meteorology, so please take pity on our ignorance."
"With pleasure," answered the exobiologist, quite unabashed. "I can explain it best by telling you what is going to happen inside Rama very soon. The temperature is now about to rise as the solar heat pulse reaches the interior. According to the latest information I've received, it's already above freezing point. The cylindrical sea will soon start to thaw, and unlike bodies of water on Earth, it will melt from the bottom upwards. That may produce some odd effects, but I'm much more concerned with the atmosphere. As it's heated, the air inside the Rama will expand and will attempt to rise towards the central axis. And this is the problem. At ground level, although it's apparently stationary, it's actually sharing the spin of Rama, over 800 kilometers an hour. As it rises towards the axis, it will try to retain that speed, and it won't be able to do so, of course. The result will be violent winds and turbulence. I estimate velocities of between 200 and 300 kilometers an hour. Incidentally, very much the same thing occurs on Earth. The heated air at the equator, which shares the Earth's 1,600 kilometers an hour spin, runs into the same problem when it rises and flows north and south.
Ah, the trade winds. I remember that from my geography lessons.
Exactly, Sir Robert. Rama will have trade winds with a vengeance. I believe they'll last only a few hours, and then some kind of equilibrium will be restored. Meanwhile, I should advise Commander Norton to evacuate as soon as possible. Here is the message I propose sending.